Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Stacy's podcast. Here we'll be covering a host of topics that will help inspire you to be the best that you can be throughout this journey called life. I wanted to start off sharing my story today with hopes that someone listening will be inspired. So here we go. So I'm a mother of many children with special needs. I am a soon-to-be wife. I am a professional African-American woman that works with many different individuals with needs, not just special needs, but needs. I love what I do for a living. I love reaching out and helping. I get my passion from my son, who was born with a terminal disease. His name is Kyle. He's in a nursing home, and he can't do much for himself. He is 23, but he is the joy of my life. And I will tell you that God has blessed me with him because he strengthens me. He gives me all the motivation and the support because I sit back and I look at everything that he's gone through. And I've been right by his side through it all. And yet he can still smile and he can still laugh and he can still watch his movies and he can still say, "Mom." It does something to me to see that. And knowing that there are so many people out there that don't have the support that he has makes me want to do more. So in this time that we're going through in life with this COVID-19, life is uncertain. Life is a new norm. Life is frustrating. Life is aggravating. Life is very unknown for many. So we have to do what we can do to strengthen each other, to lift each other up. So I want to just be that voice of encouragement for you today. I want you to know that no matter what you're going through, no matter how life stops you in its tracks, no matter how uncertain life can be, it's not over. See, because God has a plan for you. He has a plan for you, for your life, for your family, for your future. Because if he didn't, he would not have woke you up today. So as you continue to go through this COVID and go through life, just stay positive. And it's hard because, you know, we can't go anywhere. You know, I just said to my family just a couple hours ago, you know, I want to do something. I want to go out and eat. I want to go somewhere, but I can't. So even for me as the person who tries to encourage each others and tries to lift others up, I'm frustrated. So I know that many of you are frustrated. So let's just try to take a moment for ourselves. Sometimes we get so caught up in what's going on with this COVID. We're watching the news, we're watching our phones, we're on the internet, we're checking this, we're checking that, we're waiting for this stimulus payment, we're waiting for that increase. You know, we got to take time for ourselves. Our mental health is very important. And this is a time that could be very detrimental to many. You know, when you can't be social, you can't go out and interact with others, you can't go hang out with your girlfriends or with your buddies, or you can't be with your family. Only in groups of four, it's stressful. You know, I'm a family person, and I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be honest. My kids are getting on my nerves. So I'm sure that some of you have kids that are getting on your nerves. How do you get through that? What are you doing to get some time away just for you? You know, I'm still working and trying to raise a family and, you know, working on a wedding and trying to move, and all these things are very stressful. You know, trying to make sure your kids are doing the schoolwork and not just being lazy and laying around all day. How do you manage? You know, a word of advice that I would give you is to try to keep some routine in your home. You know, from a certain time in the morning to a certain time, you know, in the afternoon, put your kids on a schedule. Have them do their work. Have them keep some sort of routine. Don't let them lay around all day. Let them get some exercise, even if they just walk around the house or, you know, walk around the block and stay within social distancing. You know, you have to instill this in them, because it's hard for kids. Sometimes they don't understand. Sometimes as adults, we don't understand. You know, we get so caught up in what we were used to, what we are accustomed to. We were accustomed to being able to go out anytime we wanted to and walk around and go to this friend's house or go to our family's house. We were accustomed to having events and going out to dinner and being able to go to the liquor store whenever we wanted and get that glass of wine. And now everything has changed. So don't let it change you. We do have to make changes in our life to be able to work through this or get ourselves through this. But don't let it change the person that you are, that you've become over the years, the growth that you made. You know, sometimes people have health issues or mental health issues, and this could set you back. So make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Make sure that you're doing something fun, that you're getting some enjoyment out of life. You know, the good thing is that you know that every day is a new day for you, and you woke up this morning. So while we might not know what the future holds for us, it's not in our hands. It's in God's hands. So just try to stay focused on that. And remember that you have so much to give, so much to offer, so much life to live within yourself and within your realm, that you can't give up. You need to take these obstacles and make opportunities. You know, this is a great opportunity to get closer with your own family, to get closer with yourself, to pick up a hobby, to do some inside exercise, to get some things done in your house, for the kids to reorganize their rooms. You know, there's plenty of things. I personally have started making masks. I'm sewing like crazy. I don't even like to sew with a sewing machine, but I'm doing it. You know, there's a need, and I'm trying to help out the best that I can, to do what I can to help support others. My job is very demanding right in through here, because I'm on the front line and I'm working, and I have to be careful of, you know, the COVID itself. I have to be careful. I have to be careful not to catch it. I have to be careful not to bring it home to my family. I have to be careful that, you know, I am a lupus patient, but I'm doing good. I've had one or two flare-ups, but life has been good. I'm still able to walk. I'm still able to go to work every day. I'm still able to take care of my family, cook dinner every day, go shopping, go in and out. You know, sometimes the lupus kicks in and it shuts me down for a little bit. But I can still say that I don't let it stop me. I keep going. I keep pushing. I keep fighting. I keep thinking about my son who can't do anything for himself. He can't even eat. He's all IV dependent. And it motivates me to keep going, to know that I have three children at home that have special needs. You know, it's rough. It's rough. Sometimes I say, hey, what did I get myself into? I'm too old for this, you know. But it was done for a reason. God blessed me with an opportunity to give back, to help someone in need, and to help three bodies in need. My children that I fostered first and then adopted them. You know, I've gone through trials and tribulations. I've been in relationships that weren't healthy relationships. I've had family members that have, you know, jumped in and said, oh, you should do this way, or you should do that, or this and that. And it comes to a point when you have to realize that you have to do what's best for you, regardless of what someone says. So I had to step back and say, I'm going to do what's best for me and my children. I'm not going to allow others to, one, control my thoughts, control my way of life. I'm not going to allow anyone to stop that. I'm currently out of a bad marriage. And, you know, I can say that it is over with, and I've done all that I could do, and I feel good about the choice that I made. Sometimes you got to know when enough is enough, and you got to let some things go. I wish the best for everyone going through situations like I have gone through. But I'm going to tell you, I've come over that mountain. I'm on the other side. I'm going up the mountain on the positive side now. You know, people look at me and say, oh, my goodness, she got somebody else and this and that, you know. But you don't know what my story is until I tell you what my story is, or until you live it. You haven't walked in my shoes, so you can't say what's what or what's going on. You know, I met someone else, wonderful person that's very supportive and you know, loves me for who I am and supports my children like they were always his. So I say that to say that there's someone listening to this podcast and could be going through the same thing I'm going through changes in life. And on top of the normal changes in life, we also have this COVID, so it makes it even more difficult. But I'm saying all this to say, I'm sharing my life to tell you that this too shall pass. It will be okay. And you will find someone that will be able to support you and care for you and back you up when you need backed up, and lead you when you need led, and guide you when you're steering off that path. But first, know that it has to be someone that is rooted of God. It has to be someone that God has given you. You know, sometimes we make the mistake, and in the beginning, it's all grand, and people, you know, oh, you're a great couple, and this and that, and then life changes. And sometimes people can't handle change. You know, so I just say that whatever you do, make sure that you're doing what is best for you and yours. What's best for you in your time. You know, sometimes you come across people, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a mentorship, whatever it may be, that are there for a reason, a season, and a lifetime. I have had my reason, I've had my season, and now I'm focusing on my lifetime. You know, it's Kelly Price says a song, and it's my time to shine. So let me tell you that this is my time to shine, and I'm going to shine. And I hope that each and every one of you shine. Life is too short. life is too short to continue to make the same choices, decisions, reactions, and expect something different. Life is too short to not expect the best that you deserve. Life is too short to settle for less. Life is too short to give up on. You know, my grandmother used to love azaleas. And in turn, because I grew up with my grandparents, azaleas is one of my favorite springtime flowers out in the yard. I love my azalea bushes. So I always think about, they come back every year. You know, if you keep them maintained, they grow and they're very full and vibrant and pretty, and they can be different colors, and it just puts a pop of color in your yard. And, you know, sometimes you got to look at life as an azalea. You got to groom it. You have to maintain it. But every year it gets bigger and fuller and prettier, and it grows, and it just puts that pop of color in your life. So take this time and find your pop of color. Find your inspiration. Take time for you. Do what's best for you. Do what's best for your family. Don't go searching for things. Let things come to you. Let it be of God and not of the world. So I hope that my sharing of my story inspires you to keep moving. It's a lot. It's a journey of life that can be difficult, that can be frustrating, that sometimes you just don't know where to turn. But I'm standing here and I'm telling you right now that this too shall pass. You can get through your struggles. You can move on with life. You can be blessed, and you can do it very happily ever after. So as we continue, we will have weekly podcasts, and sometimes I just may add an extra podcast just because I want to share my story and my journey in life just to support you all. I want you to be blessed like I've been blessed. I want you to hear someone else's story, someone that my life hasn't been perfect. My life has been a lot. I'm going to say that. It's been ups and downs. It's been trials and tribulations. But I can tell you that I have come out even stronger. And I will continue to grow and be strengthened. So with that being said, I want you to continue to be strengthened and grow with your life just as much as I have in mine. So stay tuned for more podcasts. Remember that it's your time to shine. You will shine. And this too shall pass. Stay motivated, stay strong, and enjoy life.